Welcome back to Podcast Radio. I'm Andy.
I'm Joe.
And we're back again. Still struggling with the allergies, though.
Man, it's lasted quite a long time.
Mm-hmm. It's the worst this
year. Must have got into something pretty thick.
They had like those oak trees up there. I guess Copper's Cove, Killeen, Texas. Is that like central or east?
I think it's considered east.
Okay.
So I don't know. Texas is so dang big.
It's close to Waco and like Austin and stuff. So.
Oh, okay. Hill country.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, it's really pretty of it.
Yeah. That messed me up. Well, anyways, so this week is, we're going to talk about the 33rd parallel. So we've talked about like ley lines and telluric currents in the past. You know, ley lines stretch all across the earth and they'll have built things, you know, all along them and they lined up perfect, you know.
Right.
And then the telluric currents, we talked about that Walter Bosley book.
Yeah.
Where that guy thinks he met the guy that came up with the idea of ley lines and he traveled.
That's cool.
Through time and stuff. And it was in Disneyland where their telluric current was. And telluric currents, they're used by like geologists and like oil field and stuff like that. So there's like a test for it. Yeah. So like it does exist.
I wonder if some of that ley line stuff would have landed in that whole thing with the Mel's whole thing that guy said up in Washington. I wonder if something along that line is weird.
Like if because I was when you told me about the where it was, I was like, oh, well, that's too far, you know, for the 33rd parallel. But it could be a ley line.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
So, anyways, the 33rd parallel. It's like it crosses North Africa, Russia, Asia, Pacific Ocean, North America, and the Atlantic Ocean. So, across America. It goes from California, Arizona, New Mexico, Texas, Arkansas, Mississippi, Alabama, Georgia, South Carolina, and then out into what they call the Bermuda Triangle.
Mm, okay.
So it's 69 miles wide as well, which is a weird number, but it's, you know, 33rd parallel and then 69, you know, it's all in threes. So
yeah.
Two threes is a six and three threes is a nine. I don't know if that's
not a coincidence.
Significant or whatever.
But I think it means something.
And then I was thinking, okay, so if it's 69 miles wide and it stretches across the earth, does it also go up in the sky? You know what I mean?
Oh.
Like how high is it? Like, is it like a sheet or, you know?
Yeah, I get you.
Yeah, like a board.
It's not just running
on the ground.
Point A to point. Yeah,
yeah. Because
it affects everything all the way up.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And how high does that go? You know, is what I'm curious, because that would explain when people do fly in that area that they call the Bermuda Triangle. It actually just might be on that 33rd parallel that runs through it, not actually the triangle itself. Because, you know, you do hear people who have flown through that area, and it's like kind of crazy, you know, going through like a time warp. You know, they get to Florida like an hour sooner than they should have, or in minutes, you know. Right. What I mean? So I'm like, I wonder if that's the 33rd parallel that they're flying through, and sometimes it just hits some energy or something.
That's an interesting point. And you know, you were in Hill Country,
mm-hmm.
You're in what they would call the Texas Triangle.
Oh, really?
Uh-huh.
For what?
I think it consists of the Dallas Metroplex, Austin, I want to say either Houston, maybe. They call it the triangle there, of just the growth of the city, the type of people that have come in, have changed a lot of the, stuff happening there.
Like energy?
Yeah, and like from different cultures that have come in, just changed a lot of stuff in there. But I'll do some more research, but I just read an article about the Texas Triangle.
Oh, that's cool.
The influx of people has just changed a lot in that area. So maybe that's why you got the allergies.
Yeah, really?
You were in Texas Triangle.
Well, so we'll start in California. Just some of the things that are on the parallel. that have happened. The Battle of L.A. Now, you've talked about that before.
Oh, yeah. That's a real deal.
Mm-hmm. Like, it really happened. It's a front page paper story.
Yeah. Tons of shells and stuff were shot at stuff, and they missed.
For hours.
Hours.
Like these lights in the sky in the 40s, right? During World War II. And they shot them up there and never, either it was too high up where it couldn't reach the target, or if it's not a physical object, or
the target's just elusive.
Yeah. You know, who knows?
You miss me.
So that was on the 33rd parallel. You got Disney, and they have the 33 Club.
That's right.
Yeah. In there. So, and that's an important, like, Freemason symbol, too. And then, of course, Walter Bosley's book, Why They Built It On There.
Right. You know, energy and.
Yeah. Absorb the energy and create something. Have you ever heard of Doom Point State Park?
No, I haven't.
And it's Doom as in, you know, I was thinking like D-O-O-M.
That's what I'm thinking.
Yeah. It's D-U-M-E. So Doom Point State Park off the coast of Malibu, California, they got this, what they call, it's a UFO base underwater. And you can go to Google Earth and pull up. And what it looks like to me, just type in Doom, D-U-M-E, Point, California. And you can look at the Google Earth pictures. And it looks like it used to be on land and it got flooded. Like Roman, you know, pillars and, you know, it's a pretty big building, but I printed out those for you. Ooh, so nice. You could look at, cause, and then, those of you listening, you can look it up later. I'll add it to the notes, you know, something, but, that's on the 33rd parallel too, but, they do see a lot of strange things. People have claimed coming in and out of the water of that area. And so they say, it's a UFO base. They already set up a base here on Earth, you know?
So this, what I'm looking at is.
It reminds me of like Roman pillars, you know?
Okay. I see. Okay.
If you could see like the big giant marble pillars and they're holding up like a roof and then super high up. You know, above it, you could see a big structure of some sort.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Just to make a note, Andy Staples on the wrong side of stuff. I'm struggling here. Okay. So you can go here. You can actually go and look at this.
Well, yeah. I mean, you can go to that area, but I don't know if you would see it from your just looking in the water. That's all in the water. So that's covered in water. That's Google Earth picture, but it's not in color. Oh, so it's submerged underwater. So it looks like it used to be on land, and then at some point there was a flood and covered it up with water. And now they have, you know, reports of UFOs coming in and out of this water base area.
This is too cool.
So those are the ones in California, okay? So then we go across to Arizona, and the Phoenix Lights was a big, have you ever seen those on shows or whatever?
Yeah,
it's like everybody in the state saw them, and the FAA didn't know what they were, military, we don't know what it is, but it's obviously something. Roswell, New Mexico?
Been there.
Yeah, been there. So there was supposedly a UFO crash again on the 33rd parallel. That's where this happened.
That's why the place is so weird.
Mm-hmm. Amagorda, New Mexico, they tested the A-bomb there. That's, again, on the parallel. Then we get to Arizona, New Mexico. We get to Texas, and JFK and his brother were both assassinated on the 33rd parallel.
What points does it run through Texas? Is it anywhere
near Dallas? Us?
Just there?
There's probably more if there's any that line up on the line that goes
69 east miles to west. Wide.
Yeah. So, you know, people look it up and go, it's not on the 33rd parallel. Well, when you keep in mind it's 69 miles wide, it could be, you know, 32 point blah, 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 31 point, blah, blah, blah. Because, yeah,
because they don't know what point it starts and ends at.
Right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah. Oh, so man. The width of it covers more than just the number 33.
Right.
That's the kind of the center point of it. So I'll skip over some of the other states because they're all going to be one thing. But Georgia had the Georgia Guidestones until those were destroyed. Those were on the 33rd parallel. You know about those?
No.
Oh, okay. So those were put up, I think, in the 60s or 70s, and they were like five slabs of granite. And the guy that did it was like J.C. Christian or something. That was the name he gave. And he wanted to put up this monument out in the middle of nowhere. And it was written in eight languages: English, Spanish, Russian, Chinese, Hindi, Swahili, Hebrew, and Arabic.
Oh, and
It had like 10 commandments on there, but it's like, we need to keep the earth under 500,000 population. We need to, and it listed all these things. Well, during COVID, someone destroyed it. Like it, and this, no investigation was done on it. So.
Surprisingly, right? Yeah.
So this was another, you know, another like homunculus created, powered, and then destroyed by, you know, someone. But, you know, when there's no investigation into something,
yeah,
then you know, it's, you know, like 9/11. Okay, let's put it in dump trucks and ship it off to China, you know. Got the Guidestones immediately scooped up, no investigation, no charges, nothing. It was just destroyed.
Wow.
Know, like it was built for that purpose. But anyways, so a cool thing on the 33rd parallel that I was like, what in the world? So every state, every country that's on the 33rd parallel has the death penalty.
Okay. Really?
So the governors of all the 33rd parallel states, male or female, Republican or Democrat, find bipartisan agreement on one issue, the death penalty. And it's appropriate and should be legal. You know, and I'm like thinking about, you know, as liberal as California is, it is weird that they.
Yeah.
So you go from California, Arizona, New Mexico, Texas, Arkansas, Mississippi, Alabama, Georgia, South Carolina, boom, right in a row.
And I didn't know California still had the death penalty.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm. So another interesting thing about that is, like in Mississippi, the death row is in Parchman, Mississippi, Sunflower County. It's on the 33rd parallel. In Georgia, death row is Jackson, Georgia. That's where their death row is located, on the 33rd parallel. South Carolina, Ridgeville, South Carolina is where it's located. Arizona, Florence, Arizona. That's where their death row is located. And as you stretch across the ocean, we got other countries that have their death camps on the 33rd parallel. So the House of Horrors, Abu Ghraib prison in Iraq, that's on 33rd parallel. It's now Camp Redemption. And it's on a black site where if you're suspected of being a terrorist or whatever, they house you, torture you, and a lot of times are killed.
Jeez.
Death row for Lebanon is a Roman prison. And it's also on 33rd parallel. Atlanta has a death row for females located on that as well.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. So why that's important is because Freemasons believe people who die on this parallel, that their energy is absorbed into this. And I'm like, you know, that makes sense. I mean, it's too coincidental that every single state that this hits has, you know, a prison that contributes, you know, to the death of prisoners.
Yeah.
And, you know, yeah, every single one, male, female, liberal states and non-liberal states.
And it all comes back to energy.
Yeah, and it never, we're keeping it. Nope. You're never going to vote it out of any of these.
Huh.
So I was like.
That's interesting.
33rd Paolo is a weird place. I mean, it's not just seeing like, oh, there's, we saw a UFO. But it is telling that they always happen on that. Like there is an energy there that maybe is projecting or whatever it is that's flying around is using that energy to make itself known or to propel itself or, yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah. That would be a cool road trip to do. Fly to one side or the other with it and then rent a car and just drive it to the other side right on that.
Yeah.
And just to see.
See if you could stay on it, on roads.
And see what would happen. Like anything unusual or and document the whole trip. That would be a real cool deal.
Yeah. I would find that interesting as
would
well.
Would you do it?
Yeah.
Maybe our listeners will say, hey, let's send them and see if something weird happens to them.
I bet you something you would see something probably.
I would do it. I'd take a week off to make that trip happen.
You can just look up, you can hear accounts on podcasts of people who live on the 33rd parallel or within that 69-mile thing, maybe in a house or something, and there's ghost stories or there's hauntings around this area. Yeah. You know, people that live in an area.
And we could
have a lot of Bigfoot sightings, have dogman sightings, have OICs.
We'd need a longer than a week.
Yeah. So some other modern examples of things that have happened on the 33rd parallel. Okay, so homunculus, at one time, the buildings were built and people believed, like during the Renaissance, these are living things. Mm-hmm. They're like, and that's a definition of what a homunculus is. So they would build these things and then once they destroyed them, that would kind of release the energy. Whatever you built it for and it was used for and the intent and the people directed their energy to that, once it was destroyed, then that energy is released, kind of like the guide stones and stuff. So some modern ones were the Challenger explosion. Okay. Mm. They wheeled a TV into every classroom, across the nation because I was going to public school at that time. We watched it blow up, live on TV. Live on TV. No one died.
Right.
No one was on it. The Twin Towers, although they're not on the 33rd parallel because that's way up there, they're on a ley line. Lines up with tons of stuff. So I thought that one was weird. Even though it's not on the parallel, I just wanted to add it. But the Georgia Guidestones were on the parallel and the Chinese spy balloon, it went along the parallel.
Oh, that's
got shot down.
Dang.
So,
that's a good one.
Do you know what the origin of the 33rd parallel is?
No, I don't. I was about to ask.
This is the best. This is the best part of it.
Okay. Tell me. I'm ready.
In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. So the Garden of Eden talks about where it was located, the Tigris and Euphrates meet on the 33rd parallel. So if you want to infer that that's where the Garden of Eden was, you got some good biblical proof. So that's the rebellion of man. So the rebellion of the angels was on Mount Hermon. Right. That's located on the 33rd parallel.
Okay.
Second rebellion. Okay. The third rebellion, the Tower of Babel, the rebellion of the nations, 33rd parallel.
Wow. And that's how many instances?
Three rebellions, all three of them. You can argue we're on the 33rd parallel. And you can use the Bible. You can use the Bible for that argument. I'm not going to say it's 100% true, but when it talks about where Eden was located, where the Tigris and Euphrates meet, hey. Okay. I mean, I'm sure it wasn't just a little garden like my backyard. I'm sure it was
huge. Yeah. That's cool.
Mount Hermon, that's a mountain. It hasn't moved since. That is on the 33rd parallel.
Yeah, nothing shifted.
Yeah. And then the Tower of Babel. A lot of theologians and archaeologists claimed they know where that happened, and they have found like proof that they were building something there, 33rd parallel. So I'm like, there's something to it, dude.
Oh, for sure.
There's something to it.
We need to take that trip. At least hit points of it at least. Uh-huh. That'd be cool to do.
Yeah. And just like we talked about last episode, you know, you had Mel's Hole, and you look that up, and now you find a, you know, some kind of Hollywoodification of it, right?
Right.
You're not going to find the real story. Well, what happens when you look up the Battle of LA? What do you find?
Oh, movie. Yeah. Movie. Yeah.
Movie. Yeah. It came again after the fact, after the internet was invented and people were starting to find interest in things, you know?
Yeah.
So, I mean, you could probably do a whole show on Hollywooding truth and making it fiction, you know, so you can't find it. So it makes it difficult for right. you to find stuff.
And it makes you not believe it anymore because, oh, it's just a movie.
Yeah. And you're programmed to go, that's a movie, dummy.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, you know, even though it happened, you know, 80 years ago, of course you're not going to remember that. I remember talking about it. So.
Right. Man. I'm just trying to wrap my head around that part of the 3 points of the rebellion side.
Oh, man.
That's
the good part.
That you did a great job with that one. You got me going, whoa, I'm going to steal your notes here in a minute.
You can have.
That's awesome.
Well, if you guys have any more suggestions for us, continue to send them in to podcast13@gmail.com. Like, subscribe, and share. Until next time.